Summer is the season for bone dances, and it is always hot. The drummers in the musician's tower take turns pounding out rhythmic beats. The bamboo flute player drinks water between his or her parts. The singers spell each other, and the dancers, moving in unison, circle the tower in lines 5 or 6 deep, wiping their brows with towels sewed by the temple. Observers make up the largest circle, and they enjoy the range of dancing differences, the clumsy and the refined, the old and the young, the kimonos and t-shirts, locals and tourists. Anyone can join in, and first-timers learn by following experienced dancers. Inside the temple, parishioners offer prayers and incense for the deceased. Ever since Buddhist temples were founded in Hawaii in the late 19th century by Japanese immigrants, the summer Obon season have been the time for people to memorialize the souls of the dead. It is a universal sentiment, and even non-Buddhists enter the temple to remember their loved ones. Recently, Obon dances have become very popular among non-Buddhists as well as temple members. Even at small country temples that suffer from declining memberships, the Obon dance will often draw large crowds. Even as far away as Washington, D.C., where there is a small temple called Ikoji, the Obon dance draws over 1,000 people. With so many people attending, the Obon dance provides a great opportunity for temples to explain the meaning of Obon and the Obon dance. Explaining the meaning of the Obon dances and its relationship to the Buddhist observance of Obon, however, is a bit tricky. This is because there is a very clear difference between Obon, which is filled with Buddhist meaning, and the Obon dances, which have little or nothing to do with Buddhism. This distinction is clearly visible in Japan, where Obon dances are seldom sponsored by Buddhist temples. The Obon dancing festivals in Japan are organized by community associations, not by temples, and they are presented as secular cultural events. This distinction between the religious and the secular can also be heard in the music itself. Obon dance music celebrates fishing, harvesting, coal mining, and other social, economic, and cultural activities. The popular Soranbushi is a coal miner's song. Tokyo Ondo is about Tokyo. Iwakuni Ondo is about Iwakuni. And more recently, there are compositions like the Electric Slide or Pokemon Ondo. The music and the dancing celebrate social and secular activities and do not speak of Buddhism. The Obon dance musical repertoire does not include music about commemorating the ancestors. As a Buddhist phenomenon, Obon is filled with Buddhist meanings. It is well known that Obon derives from the Ulambana Sutra, one of the Buddhist scriptures that tells the story of Mokuden, who sees his deceased mother suffering as a hungry ghost in the underworld. This reflects the ancient belief that when people die, they still need to be cared for, especially through feeding. Buddhist funeral and memorial rituals all feature feeding the deceased, who continue to live in their next lives. Taking care of the dead is an important responsibility of the living. Though our ancestors are deceased, they still live in an afterlife, and like all living beings, they need food. This is why we offer water, rice, manju, fruits, and other food items on temple altars, home butsudan, or grave sites. The best food, however, is incense, and Buddhist texts describe the deceased as those who eat incense. There are many meanings to incense. The smoke is fragrant and purifies the surroundings. The smoke starts to rise strong, then wavers, and finally dissipates, which is exactly the arc that all of our lives take. The least remembered meaning of incense, however, is the scriptural one, and that is as food for the dead. If we, the living, fail to hold to our responsibility of feeding our ancestors, or if they suffer from really bad karma, they will get hungry and turn into very unhappy ghosts. That is what happened to Mokuren's mother. She had become a hungry ghost. Mokuren tried to feed her, but his offerings burst into flames when she touched the bowl. So bad was her karma. Unable to bear the sight of his mother's suffering, Mokuren was upset about his inability to save her with his offerings. So he asked the Buddha for advice. The Buddha told Mokuren to make offerings to 1,000 monks who have done pure deeds. Mokuren made his offerings to the monks, and his mother was liberated from the pains of being a hungry ghost. Mokuren danced for joy. The lesson is clear. In order to liberate those of our loved ones who are still suffering in the afterlife, donate to monks and temples. Some ministers in Hawaii say that the bon dances are based on Mokuren's dancing for joy. This interpretation is a modern attempt to relate obon to the dancing, and it is not a bad idea. It would be better, however, if there could be a bon dance song that celebrates this Buddhist story. We could call it the Mokuren Ondo. Should someone compose that song, then for the first time, there will be an actual bon dance that is directly related to the Buddhist observance of obon. For many generations in Hawaii, obon and the dancing have been observed at the same event side by side by the fact that temples sponsor the dancing. In terms of the meaning of obon and the dancing, however, the music and the dancing that take place in the temple grounds are not related to the obon rituals taking place inside the temple. This superficial combination of the religious and the secular took place in Hawaii because temples here were not only centers of Buddhism, but of Japanese culture as well. The two were combined, and it made sense for temples to be the centers for teaching Japanese language, flower arrangement, tea ceremony, folk singing, koto music, shamisen playing, and many other cultural arts that had only tangential connections to Buddhism. And gathering for folk dances during the summer obon season at temples made a lot of sense in Hawaii, even though this is seldom done in Japan. The great thing about traditions is that they do not have to remain fixed. Just because bon dancing in Japan is not related to Buddhism doesn't mean that here in Hawaii we can't relate the two together. We can change traditions, and we do. The combination of obon and bon dancing in Hawaii is a great example of change and adaptation. We have created something new here in Hawaii that is not found in old Japan. Inside our temples, the rituals remind us of the dead, remind us of liberation from suffering, provoke our memories and our gratitude for all that our ancestors did for our lives. Outside the temple, the dancers and the crowd celebrate life. And the music is not religious, but communal and secular, singing the joys of planting, harvest, and the fruits of the seasons. New music rejuvenates the old. Old friends meet, new ones are made, and local politicians, especially in election years like this year, are sure to move through the crowds, greeting and shaking hands. The food stands are busy with hungry and thirsty customers standing in line for cold drinks, hot dogs, saimin, and shave ice. Bon dances always move in circles, merging temple and community, ritual and festivity, old-timers and visitors, beginnings and ends, Buddhism and culture. We are in the midst of our Bon Dance season for 2016, and throughout our state, and I might add all over California, and even as far away as places like Chicago and Washington, D.C., Japanese Buddhist temples here in America are celebrating the Buddhist ritual, the Buddhist commemoration of Obon, at the same time that they sponsor the secular activity and festivity of dancing to songs that celebrate many aspects of our lives. I hope you all go to your local temples and other temples as well and support their Bon dances and enjoy it for another year. Thank you for listening.